And Alaska Dutch Harbor is a different and unique environment than even other places in Alaska who have chosen to go non-smoking over there, but it's still different than here in this small, tight, little isolated place where people are working, and then just coming in and can't vent, can't release, can't just have a cigarette and a drink.
I think it's a good idea. I think it promotes healthy decisions, and I actually do smoke from time to time, so it would affect me, and I think it's a positive.
I think it's a great move. It's going to help the people that work there with their health. It's going to help, you know, bring in more customers, I think. They've implemented it in Seattle, and it's been well received down there, so I think it's a great move.
Well, I am a smoker, and it makes me smoke less having to go outside and all that, but I just disagree with having a smoking ban in the bar. I think it's up to the owner of the bar, and when you drink, you want to smoke. So a lot of the fishermen come in, they don't want to go outside to smoke when they're having a beer, so I think the bars, you should be able to smoke, but restaurants, I agree with the ban.
I mean, I'm sure some people will be a little angry, but if people want to go to a bar, they're going to go whether they can smoke or not, I think. I mean, and maybe other people that don't appreciate the cigarette smoke will go to the bar more. Like, I don't go to the bar a lot because of all the smoke.
You can't go outside and have a cigarette if you're a smoker here 90% of the time because of the weather. So in a way, it would be healthy for people because it would force them to smoke less, but I think that the business and the economy is hurting enough as it is right now, and it is affecting us up here, and they are not going to come here as much. They're going to go stay out of the boat. They're going to go liquor sales, and liquor store will probably go up.
For me, it's all economics. If it works out that most of the people that bring money into a particular place smoke, you know, I think you have to cater to them. Obviously, non-smokers don't want to smell smoke. That's just the way it is, you know. So you have to determine, okay, what's the ratio between smokers and non-smokers in a particular area? I think it's coming, though. I think eventually everywhere will be a non-smoking place, and that's fine with me.